You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
WIBC. Terry Stacey just left the room for a moment, and she's leaving you in my hands. I'm Mel McMahon with Indiana Originals, where we are simplifying your search for local. Lots of people want to shop local, buy local, use local, but if you can't find it easily, you're not going to do it that often. So we try to help you out with that. So visit IndianaOriginals.com to meet all of our great members. They're all businesses that are headquartered here in Indiana, locally owned and operated, and not part of an out-of-state franchise. So that's how we define local. That's how we help you put 3 to 5 times more money into our local economy. And that's how we introduce you to great businesses like Rockola Cafe that we're featuring this morning. Dan and Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So excited to have you here. Been a big fan of Rockola Cafe since I was little. Like, I remember wearing a poodle skirt to a birthday party there. Tell us the history of Rockola Cafe.
Yeah, well, I've been going to Rockola Cafe about as long as you have, since they opened. I lived in Irvington for the last 20 years. I got to know the owners of the cafe. And me and Dan were involved in another business. We shut that business down. Just so happens, Richard approached us and said, hey, are you guys interested in buying? A month later, we're the owners of Rockola Cafe.
Now, were you in the restaurant business before?
No.
Okay, really. So this was a big jump for you guys.
Jump. 2008 when we did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going on 11 years here in September.
Right.
Okay, so not from the restaurant business. 2008 is when you bought a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
How many more challenges did you have going against you when you decided to do this?
Neither one of us had ever done short order cooking, and short order cooking is way more difficult than your average just cooking, especially when you're doing breakfast and lunch simultaneously. So it was quite a challenge.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with that term, explain what that means.
Short order cook is basically you got a bunch of things you got to put together. It's not just I'm going to cook a hamburger and I'm done. Like for breakfast, for example, you got to have sometimes hash browns, a meat, eggs, toast, and it's all got to come out at the same time. So it's a challenging thing to time everything.
Yeah, I don't even do that well at home. Yeah. I couldn't imagine learning how to do that in a restaurant. Yeah.
And we do serve breakfast all day long. So at the hash browns and everything take up a lot of grill space. Yeah, it does get pretty hectic.
So how long did it take you to kind of get into the groove of things?
Wow, we were pretty much thrown to the wolves. So we had to be ready to go like in 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it really was probably less than that. Now, we weren't probably super proficient, but we could operate. It probably was about 6 months of doing it before I felt like we were really, we knew what we were doing.
And we did. The previous owner's wife stayed on and worked for us for a few months. So
that's
she
helpful.
Helped us quite a bit. And they have a pretty big following. But right after we bought the place, there was a large manufacturing plant right across the street. And within about a year, they closed.
Oh my goodness.
Along with Ford, the steering division, which I would say the two probably comprised somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 employees at their peak between the two of them.
Uh-huh.
So basically, we just lost a small city right next to our cafe.
Okay, so to recap, no restaurant experience. didn't know how to do the short order cook thing. Lost your customer base, basically. Yeah. But here it is 11 years later, and you're still going strong. What's the secret?
Well, part of that secret was Chocola getting involved, because in 2009, when Navistar closed, we kind of looked at each other and was like, what are we going to do now? Because we got a big customer base there. And I started looking up information on Chocola because I wanted to find something that was truly unique in the city that nobody else had.
Well, and for our listeners who aren't from Indianapolis or maybe not as familiar with the Chocola brand, I mean, I grew up with it. You know, my husband, Lance, our co-founder of Indian Originals, obsessed. I didn't even tell him I came by to see you guys the other day because I did not want him to get mad that I didn't bring any Chocola home with me. So tell us a little bit about the Chocola brand, too.
So that's really what I think it helped us out because it gave us some real good exposure. We had a lot of exposure in the newspapers, magazines, some television, talking about you could get Chocola at the cafe. And so that brought a lot of people to us, and it's actually brought people, it's still today, we're getting people driving from states away to come get Chocola.
And Chocola is it's a chocolate milk.
It's a chocolate drink. It's similar to chocolate milk. It's sweeter and more chocolatey and thinner.
And delicious.
It's more like water. It's very, very, very good.
Delicious.
People, if they've never had it before, there's really nothing to compare it to. The closest thing would probably be our competitor, Yoohoo. But Yoo-Hoo is so awful, I can never drink it.
Agreed.
Well, they're not an Indian Originals member, so I'm not going to worry about bleeping that one out or anything. Yeah. So Chuck Cola definitely helped bring Rockola back to people's minds, right, for sure.
Right.
Go ahead.
I think the other thing that we expanded our hours. We increased the number of tables so people didn't have to wait as long and we could turn tables quicker. We increased the menu probably, I would say, a good 30%.
Right.
The quality of food it has never changed. It's always been the same. We give really good quantities. We don't shortchange anybody
for a reasonable price. We're not the cheapest place in town, but think our food quality is right up there.
We're usually rated 1 star on cost, so we're generally considered to be a pretty cost effective food place. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do a lot of people, I know people find you on IndianaOriginals.com, obviously, but there's a lot of tourists that come through to find you guys, too.
Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, we were,
Road Trippers.
RoadTrippers.com. I mean, a customer stop in, and they just post online. And we were highlighted on MSN, one of their websites. And I'm a big social media fan myself. Mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook. And so we consistently get our word out. There's no question about that.
There a lot of people want mom and pops. And so we're almost always the first mom and pop that shows up. If they're coming through Indianapolis, a lot of people are like, hey, we want to stop in Indy and get something to eat. And if they look up mom and pop diner, we're going to pop up almost every time, number one.
And then when you do come in, you go back in time. I mean, it is a true 50s diner.
It is a time capsule. Yeah.
You've got Elvis, James Dean. You've got all the big stars all pasted all over the wall.
A pay phone with a dial on it. You know.
And it's pretty funny. We talk about social media. We had about 6 months ago, a couple girls come in. They're young girls. And they were there for about 4 hours, going in, changing clothes, taking pictures. Fortunately, we weren't busy.
Oh, they were doing a photo shoot?
They were doing a photo shoot.
Oh.
And these girls, one had 50,000 followers, the other had 49,000 followers. So now we got a whole bunch of young ladies coming to take pictures.
Wow.
And, I mean, this weekend, I think we've got 2 photo shoots that are going to be on Sunday. So it's a pretty cool place.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. That we've staged at least 40 or 50 photo shoots this year.
Yes.
At least.
And we got videos. We've been on a couple of nationally televised TV shows. So.
Well, and you're very conveniently located, yeah, right? Because you're right off of 465 on Brookville Road. Does not take long to get there at all. Plenty of parking, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we really do have a lot of people who come from Anderson, from Muncie, Zionsville.
Avon.
And obviously, we've got, because of the Road Trippers, I mean, we've had several people in their RVs come from New York heading to L.A. And I said, how in the world did you find out about us? RoadTrippers.com. So, hey, it's been social media's way to go for small businesses.
Well, and you're always finding new ways to bring in customers, too. And you're participating in Devour Indy this month.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we started Devour, about 4 years ago?
Years ago, yes.
And it was really, really successful for us. It brought people, it brings people in more in the mid-afternoon, where we wouldn't normally be busy, so it doesn't really crowd out our regulars at all. And it was bringing a lot of people in the evenings, too, which didn't crowd out our regulars because we weren't as busy in the evening normally. But we've been very successful with Devour, and we love it, and I think it's great for the city.
And you create a special menu for Devour, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Ours, it's a main entree. You get a side dish. You get a dessert and a drink for $10 a person. So it's a really good deal.
Now, is it any dessert or is it a special
dessert? One particular dessert we have, it's our own concoction. It's called the Blueberry Thrill. And it's a really, really good, if nobody's had it, they got to try it. Because it is a sweet mess of goodness.
Sweet, I think, is an understatement.
Yes.
blueberry bread pudding?
Yeah, I'm not even a bread pudding fan, but I love our Blueberry Thrill.
It's homemade rum sauce, ice cream, whipped cream, and the Blueberry Thrill base, which is the blueberry bread pudding. It's really, really good.
Oh my gosh, you're making me hungry. Now I'm ready for blueberry bread pudding at 11 o'clock in the morning, which that's not bad. We could get away with that, right?
Hey.
Totally. Could totally get away with that.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, even with blueberry pudding.
So give us the address again for people who want to get in their cars and come by right now.
It's 5730 Brookville Road.
5730 Brookville Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a quarter mile west of Arlington, the Arlington-Brookville Road intersection on the north side of the street.
Right there on the east side.
2 miles east of 465 on the east side. On Brookville Road.
Well, and you can't miss it. Like, if you miss it, well, you weren't looking very hard.
You can't miss it heading east, but you can miss it coming west because there's a big bunch of clump of trees that kind of block our view. But, like, you know, you have, most people have smartphones now. So, I mean, you should be able to find it just with the address. Pop it into your cell phone and you'll be there.
Yeah, and check in while you're there. Take a picture, share it on social media. You know, that's one of the ways we promote our Indiana Originals members, right? Oh, we share stuff on social media all the time. Yep. So, Greg and Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I love that you have kept Rockola Cafe alive and you're keeping Chocola alive too. So I'm really excited to see kind of where this goes for both brands. Okay. So,
well, thank you for having us.
Thanks a bunch.
Get more information at IndianaOriginals.com. I'm Mel McMahon. The news is next on 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.